Indonesian authorities are trying to establish the identities of three men they say were responsible for Saturday's suicide attacks in Bali. At least 26 people are believed to have died in the attacks, most of them Indonesians. Police suspect an Al-Qaeda-linked terror group called Jamaah Islamiyah might be involved. It was blamed for an attack on Bali in 2002 that killed 202 people. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Bali.
Indonesian newspapers today carried photographs of the heads of the three suicide bombers recovered from the restaurants where they detonated their bombs. TV stations also aired a dramatic amateur video that shows one of the alleged bombers entering the Raja restaurant in Kuta carrying a backpack. The man heads for the back of the restaurant, walking past tables filled with foreign and Indonesian diners. A few seconds later, an explosion is heard, then the cries of the injured. Authorities displayed the graphic images at a news conference in part to see if some member of the public might recognize one or all of the men and help the authorities discover their identities and perhaps the identities of those who sent them. So far, officials refuse to publicly identify Jamaah Islamiyah by name as the group responsible. But several senior law enforcement officials say the attacks do seem to bear the stamp of the Al-Qaeda-linked organization.
JI is the only organization that has the capability and will to go to target innocent civilians like this. And they're the only organization in Southeast Asia that's actually used suicide bombers before.
Simmons College professor Zachary Abuza studies Southeast Asian terror groups. He says that JI and other militant groups in Indonesia have been severely damaged by ongoing Indonesian government action against them. But the weekend attacks, Abuza says, show they are still deadly.
If you think it's not just the three suicide bombers, there's a very large cell behind these people. And, you know, it takes people to recruit them, train them, indoctrinate them. It takes people to procure these the explosives, assemble the bombs. This was not a small operation.
A top anti-terror official hinted that two top JI fugitives, Azahari bin Hussein and Nurdin Top, may have planned Saturday's attacks. Indonesian officials had warned in recent weeks that another attack was imminent, but the choice of Bali surprised many. Sydney Jones is the Southeast Asia Project Director for the International Crisis Group and a leading expert on JI and other militant groups in the region.
I certainly didn't have any reason to expect that there would be a second attack on Bali, but again, one of the things it shows is how difficult it is to get specific information about where an attack is going to occur.
President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono said over the weekend that the terrorists are definitely still out there, waiting, he said, looking for more soft targets. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bali.